Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Coffee, Crime, and Storytime. I'm your host, Danielle. How are you all doing tonight? I don't know about you, but winter is in full effect here, and the cold weather outside makes my mug of coffee taste that much sweeter. I hope you've got yours ready, because I sure do have a story for you. It's actually one of my very favorite mysteries, the Hinterkaifeck murders. Be forewarned, there are a few German names in here, and while ich spreche ein wenig Deutsch, I don't do a lot of it, and I don't always do it well. So, without further ado, we begin our story. We're going back to 1922 to a Bavarian farmstead in Germany on the morning of April 4th with a man named Lorenz Schlittenbauer. He realized it had been a few days since his neighbors had gotten the mail, and it had begun to pile on their porch. It also occurred to him that they hadn't been in church, and one of the children hadn't been to school. Trusting his gut, he decided to grab a few other neighbors to go investigate. Now, because the door to the main house was locked, the group of neighbors checked the barn. And it's here that they discovered a gory sight. Underneath the hay were the bodies of Victoria Gabriel, who was 35, her parents Andreas and Katzelia Gruber, ages 64 and 72, and Victoria's young daughter Katzelia, who was 7 and named for her grandmother. Thanks to a hallway that connected the barn into the main home, they were able to investigate beyond the barn and into the house. There, they found two additional bodies, that of the family's 44-year-old maid, Maria Baumgartner, and Victoria's 2-year-old son, Josef. While the bodies hadn't been discovered until the 4th, the police later determined that they had likely been killed the evening of March 31st. How had all these family members managed to face a brutal death, and no one saw anything? No one heard anything. Before we go into the details of their deaths and make our own speculations, let's go back and take a look at some of the history of the family and some interesting events that led up to the night of the 31st. One interesting fact is that the Hinterkaifeck farm was owned by Victoria, not her father, which a woman landholder was not really common then. She obtained the ownership of the farm when her husband, Carl Gabriel, died in World War I. Well, I should say he was presumed and declared dead. His body was never found. Going back 7 years before the murders, it was a common belief in town that Andreas and his daughter Victoria were actually engaged in an incestuous relationship. An anonymous report was submitted and an investigation ensued. The daughter and the father were put on trial and were actually found guilty. Now, Andreas served 1 year in prison. Victoria's sentence is a little less sure. Some reports say she served a year, other reports say she served a month. Regardless, that is some hot town gossip, you know. Some believe Victoria's husband, Carl, was actually aware that Katzelia was not his child, and that's why he left to live with his own parents prior to leaving for the war. At one point, after serving her sentence, there had been a man Victoria had wanted to marry. They had actually been sleeping together, and when she revealed she was pregnant, he doubted that he was the father of her unborn child, claiming it to be her father's. Again, those rumors. This gentleman went on to file a complaint with the law, but was persuaded by Victoria to drop the complaint and acknowledge that he was the father of her baby, and even went on to make support payments. The name of that man? Lorenz Schlittenbauer. You know, the caring neighbor I told you about in the beginning, who decided to go check on them. Well, after their deaths, neighbors revealed that Andreas had once found footprints in the snow that began from back along the woodline, and they made their way to the barn. However, there were no footprints leading back out. Another neighbor claimed that Andreas had mentioned his keys had gone missing at one point, and he'd also found a newspaper once in the house that they didn't get in the home. Some neighbors had offered him one of their guns, you know, fearful of a break-in, you know, to protect himself and his family, but Andreas declined. Maria Baumgartner, that new maid in the household, well, she was hired because their previous maid had quit some 6 months prior because she stated she kept hearing footsteps in the attic, and sometimes she felt she was being watched. This made her believe that the house was haunted, and she resigned. While there is no definitive answer, according to police and investigations, this is how the events on the night of the 31st occurred. It is theorized that the family members were lured out to the barn and killed one by one by blunt force trauma to the head, and the murder weapon was likely either a pickaxe or a mattock, though the grandmother Katsalia did show possible signs of strangulation. Well, I say all, but maybe not all. One of the details I didn't give you in the beginning is that while they were discovered under hay, they'd actually been stacked, one on top of the other, before being covered with the hay. At the bottom of that pile was 7-year-old Katsalia. She was found holding fistfuls of her own hair and bald patches on her scalp. It's believed that she was not immediately killed by the blow to her head, and likely lay trapped underneath the bodies of her family members, taking possible hours before she eventually passed from a combination of her injuries as well as shock. It's again theorized that after killing the family in the barn, the murderer then went into the home, where he bludgeoned both Maria Baumgartner and 2-year-old Josef while in their beds. Oh, did I happen to mention March 31st was the new maid's first day of work? Again, a lot of what we have to go on is simply theories. After the discovery, Schlittenbauer had called in more neighbors, and while crime scene and forensics weren't as advanced as they are today, the entire crime scene had been trampled by so many people going in and out. However, it was determined that they believed someone had been living in or visited the house between the night of the 31st and the discovery on the 4th. 2 coffee salesmen stated they had stopped by on the 1st, and while there was no answer, there had been smoke coming from the chimney. A repairman had reported the same thing on the 4th. Also, all of their livestock had been fed and kept up, and the house showed signs that someone prepared food. Robbery was ruled out as a motive due to the generous amount of cash being found inside the home. A year after the murders, a pickaxe would be discovered in the family's attic. In the end, there were 2 main running theories. One was that Carl Gabriel had survived the war and had come home to kill his wife and her family. Remember, no body was ever found, and his death was based off a few other soldiers stating that they, in fact, had seen his body during the war. The other theory? Lorenz Schlittenbauer. Obviously, you can imagine the reasons he may have had. He was also their closest neighbor, and some would later report that instead of walking to the house the day of the discovery, he walked directly to the barn. Hinterkaifeck remains a mystery to this day. In 2007, over 80 years after the tragedy, the investigation was reopened using more modern techniques. While loss of time and evidence could prove nothing definitively, they do say all but one suspect had been ruled out. However, that suspect had long since passed, and out of respect for them and respect for their family, the name was never released. The original structures to the Hinterkaifeck Coleman farm no longer stand, but in the town of Waidhofen, the name it goes by now, a memorial has been erected where tourists may pay their respects and visit the land. So, who do you think that one person was? I know my guess. Drop me a line and tell me what you think. Thanks for relaxing with me for a while. If you have a story you'd like to tell me, or one you'd like to hear about, let me know by emailing me at coffeecrimestorytime@gmail.com. Thanks again, and until next time.